Alleluia, alleluia. I call you my friend, says the Lord, for I have made known to you all that the Father has told me. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person goes and finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. And when he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Ignatius of Loyola found the pearl of great price in the most unlikely of places, on his sickbed after having been injured in the war. He nearly lost his leg, in some ways probably would have been able to get around better. And while he was convalescing for almost a year, he was stuck in this sort of hospital run by monks and nuns, and the only books they had to read were the lives of the saints. Ignatius couldn't read real well. He had a lot of gaps in his education to start off with, which makes what happens to the Jesuits in this country all the more ironic. But he was so struck by the lives, especially of St. Francis and St. Dominic, that what he said to himself, now this is in the 1500s, Francis and Dominic live in the 1200s, so just far enough removed, it seems, forever ago. Why couldn't somebody do something like that today? And so he conceives of this idea to found a new religious community that'll do something like St. Francis and St. Dominic did in the 13th century. The problem is, of course, that Ignatius was not Francis, and he wasn't Dominic. And so it took him several years to kind of figure out what this thing would actually look like. For a while, he went around begging, more or less exactly like St. Francis, and then he started going from university to university to study like St. Dominic. But it wasn't until he realized that it was his own unique experience of the military that he figured out what God wanted him to do. And so the Jesuits became something like the special forces for the church. He organized his order like the military, and to this day, they're governed more or less like the Spanish military was 500 years ago. I could give a lot of commentary on that, and I won't, but they are, I promise. I lived with the Jesuits for about 10 years, all told, during my time as a Dominican, and I learned a lot from them. But I think the thing that I learned most was that they're men of terrific imagination. The whole premise of St. Ignatius's spiritual exercises is that as we read the scriptures, and especially the gospels, we place ourselves inside the events, sometimes as bystanders, sometimes as whatever, the person in need of healing or exorcism or conversation with the Lord. And to be really imaginative as you do this. This was really kind of revolutionary at the time. There was a lot of suspicion of the imagination in the Middle Ages because, let's face it, when most of us let our imaginations go wild, it doesn't take us real happy places. But Ignatius found a way to sanctify even the imagination, and it was his imagination that saw Francis and Dominic did a thing over here. I can do a thing like theirs, but mine. What God has in mind for me in this time and at this place. I think that's especially important in light of this passage from Exodus. The readings from yesterday and today and tomorrow, kind of through the week, but really those three, they mark a pivotal moment in the life of the Jewish people, a defining moment when God gives the law, and a whole bunch of things happen that serve to frame their sense of self, well, forever, to this very day. It's tempting when we have these sort of defining moments as individuals or as people to want to look back and say, why can't we do things like, as a nation, every year, we look backwards to 1776 and we say, why can't we be like the founding fathers? Why can't we just, well, because you're not them. And you never will be, no matter how much you want to. And that's why Ignatius could never be Francis or Dominic. And it's why no Jew after Moses could really look back to the covenant on Sinai and try and redo that again. The trick is to recognize that if God could speak to the hearts of Francis and Dominic then, and speak to the heart of Ignatius then he can speak to the heart of each one of us now. And he can call us to be the particular sort of saint the church needs us to be now, which might look and sound at times exactly like they did in the past, but will certainly at other times look and sound very, very different. The question is whether or not we can really say we found our pearl of great price, whether we know where the field is that's worth selling everything for. And if we have, if we know, whether, like Ignatius, we're willing to sell everything we have to keep it.